What it is, what it do, cyber world. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Said It Show. I appreciate all of the love and support, you guys. Over 1,800 episodes, 500,000 streams, over 100,000 downloads. None of this is possible without you guys, so I thank you so, so very much. And yes, we are well into June, and in my opinion, the only major reason to celebrate June this time of year is because Ashley Craft, all right, she's come up with yet another book. You've seen the unofficial Disney Parks cookbook. You've gotten the unofficial Disney Parks drinks and recipe book. Now she brings us the unofficial Disney Parks Epcot cookbook. The wonderful Ashley Craft. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Ash. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. You know, I love when you come through because you've always got something yummy to share. So I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah.
And congratulations on another book release today, June the 14th. The unofficial Disney Parks Epcot book cookbook is available. Love that.
Yes, I'm super excited. The book turned out absolutely gorgeous. It has this like really pretty ombre color on the front. Yes. And a nice silver Epcot ball, Spaceship Earth ball on the front. So I love the way it turned out. It's going to look really great on shelves today.
Absolutely. All right. So, you know, I like to start from the beginning, Ashley. So getting the inspiration, where did the inspiration come for this particular book?
So if you're familiar at all with the Disney parks, then you know that Epcot is the place people go to eat. It has the most restaurants by far than any other Disney park, and it is just filled with delicious food from around the world. Myself being a lover of the world and all things cultural, I've always been drawn to the foods that they have at Epcot and wanted to bring those foods into my own home and wanted to let everybody else have it in their own homes as well.
Yes. Now, for you, what are some of your favorite dishes from Epcot?
So my favorite thing to do at Epcot, so I don't know if you've heard this, but a lot of people do something called drinking around the world. Have you heard this?
I heard about that. I haven't been yet.
Yeah, so there's 11 different country pavilions, and an adult activity that a lot of people do is to, like, drink an alcoholic beverage in every pavilion, but I don't personally drink alcohol, so that's not an activity that I would do, but I love to snack around the world. So I like to go to each of the 11 pavilions and get one snack, and then you share it with whoever you're with, and then you go to the next one and get another snack. So that's one thing I love. Something that's from the book that is a great example that you can do for your snacking around the world is the macaron ice cream sandwiches. And these are located in the France Pavilion, of course. And you can actually choose your flavor of ice cream to go in your macaron. And it is delicious.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing. That sounds so good. So I've been kind of just flipping through and looking at different recipes and seeing exactly what is in the book. Now, one thing that I definitely saw that just sounds, I mean, everything sounds amazing, just point blank period. Everything just sounds good. But there's something about the honey chocolate baklava. Tell us a little bit about that one, because that one, I mean, because baklava to me, it's a little, I would think that it's intimidating to try to make it because I've had it before. Amazing dish. But it's a little intimidating. I mean, how did you make that an easy recipe for people?
First of all, you shouldn't be intimidated by anything in my book. As you know, talking to me several times before, I'm not a professional chef. So everything that I can make, you can make too. Okay. Nothing in here is going to be difficult. I try to make everything in here totally accessible for the home chef. So, you, first of all, don't be worried about it. Okay. Second of all, pretty much, if people are worried about making baklava, they might be trying to, like, make phyllo dough from scratch, which I would never recommend. So this just uses store-bought phyllo dough, and so it's really not hard at all. You just kind of put it together in layers, and then that's it. You just have a delicious, flaky dessert.
Okay, that sounds, see, that takes a bit of, puts me at ease, Ashley. because, you know, I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't know how to make phyllo dough, and I don't have that type of time.
No. Nobody does. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Certainly not. Wow. So this book has over 100 recipes, drinks, snacks, meals, and so much more. Wow. That is sensational. Mm-hmm. And these recipes are pretty easy to follow, as from what I've heard. They're pretty easy to follow and pretty family-friendly, I'll say. This is an activity everyone can do.
Absolutely. I would say that if you want to do some cooking with your kids, just go ahead and read over the recipes that you're considering. Get a good idea for what is involved, and then you can kind of pre-pick the stuff that you want your kid to do. Like if you do all the cutting and then they go ahead and put the ingredients into the mix or whatever, just sort of think about that ahead of time, then it can make cooking with your kids go much smoother in the kitchen.
Definitely. How much input did your kids have on this book?
You know, my kids are always my ultimate taste testers. Mm-hmm. Not that I take anything they say into consideration, but they're always lurking, you know. So they especially love all the sweets and treats. They're always seem to be closer around when that's happening. So yeah. I always love sharing those with them and hearing what they have to say. And seems like they liked it.
Now, Ashley, if people want to connect with you on social media, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Yes, please do connect with me. The easiest way to find me is on Instagram at Unofficial Taste Tester. I do have a blog, Ashley Crafted. Go ahead and look me up. And if you want to get a hold of any of my books, they are available anywhere books are sold. The Unofficial Disney Parks Epcot cookbook does come out today, and it will be available online at all retailers as well as on shelves at Target and Sam's Club.
I love that. And we know that you're the Disney connoisseur. You know, you're the person to go to whenever there's anything Disney related, anything happening at any of the parks. We know we got to check in with you first. So do you have any insight on what people can look forward to in the next couple of months as far as Disney's concerned, or something that people should be maybe tuned to and definitely keep an eye open for from Disney, from the Disney parks, really?
Absolutely. The summer is always a really busy time to visit Disney parks, so just be aware of that before your trip. I always say you can have a fabulous trip any day of the year as long as you temper your expectations. So if you know it's going to be crowded, there's going to be a lot of people, there will be waits, you can come out feeling a lot more satisfied about the activities you do end up doing, and not being disappointed about things maybe you didn't get to do. So I always say in the summer to just be aware of crowds. There is a brand new attraction that just opened at Epcot like a week ago. And it's Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. And it is a brand new type of roller coaster that's never been seen before. And I have gotten to ride it already. Ooh. And it is a blast, quite literally. So I hope everybody gets a chance to get to Epcot and ride it, because it was really, really fun.
That sounds like a great time, Ashley. Wow. You always have all the scoop. I love it. Oh, that's my goodness. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you so, so very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And you guys, the book, again, The Unofficial Disney Parks Epcot Cookbook. It's available on Amazon today. So go check it out, because it will sell out. Her books always sell out. So understand and know. Put in those orders and get those books today. I appreciate all of the love and support from you guys. Thank you so much for everything. Keep in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.